Bonjour, pouvez-vous vous présenter, s'il vous plaît?
Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Albin Wildner. I'm from Vienna, Austria, and I'm very happy to be invited here in Nice to this very lovely festival. I'm here with the film Dog Watch, which is my first big short film with budget included, and I'm very happy to share it with the audience here.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Albin Wildner, je suis de Vienne en Autriche et je suis ravie d'être présent à ce festival. Je suis le réalisateur de Dog Watch qu'on a vu dans cette séance.
Comment avez-vous débuté dans le court-métrage?
How have you started making short movies?
Before I was working 10 years in a job that didn't make me happy. I had to start because I needed money, and then it went quick and 10 years were over. But I was then so unhappy with what I'm doing, so I had the feeling that I need to express myself and be in a position to do something with my life which has some meaning for me, and where I can share what I feel and what I experience. And so I decided to cancel my career at this point and start all over, and started on the Vienna Film Academy, and there was the option I could do my first films.
Pendant 10 ans, j'ai fait un métier qui ne me plaisait pas et qui ne me rendait pas heureux. C'est pourquoi je me suis redirigée vers quelque chose qui me parlait mieux, et j'ai commencé à faire des films.
Qu'est-ce qui vous inspire pour écrire les histoires, et quelles histoires avez-vous envie de raconter dans votre cinéma?
Which stories inspired you, and which story do you want to tell making movies?
I'm inspired by stories that show the everyday problems of people. Maybe that's the small stories, but for me that's the stories that move me, and I also want to make stories that show everyday life of people, and I want to document my personal view on the world and what I see. And how life is.
Je suis inspirée par les histoires de la vie ordinaire, les histoires des petites gens, et c'est ces histoires-là que j'ai envie de raconter, qui m'émeut et qui font mon cinéma.
Est-ce que vous arrivez à en vivre?
Can you make a life of it? Do you earn enough money?
I have to say, if I'm not starving and I can do what I love, then I'm okay. And I decided to give up a more secure way with work and income, but for me it is more important to feel that I do something meaningful. Of course, that is possible to the point where existential things get valid, but I can manage. But yeah.
Tant que je ne meurs pas de faim, tout va bien, et je préfère consacrer ma vie à quelque chose qui me plaît. Plutôt que de choisir un mode de vie plus sécurisant, mais qui ne me rend pas heureux ou satisfait.
Merci. Quel est votre projet pour l'avenir?
What's your project for the future?
I already shot a documentary film, and I'm now starting to edit it. I have to do one or two more days of shooting when I come back to Austria. It is a story about a professional MMA fighter. She was the most successful female Austrian fighter, and now she is a manager and and her gym is like a substitution family for a lot of people, which shows a lot about Europe and our time.
Je suis en train de tourner un film documentaire en Autriche.
Quel conseil donneriez-vous pour réaliser un premier court-métrage?
What's your advice for shooting a first short movie?
First of all, just do it, even if it looks like it is too much or not possible. You don't need much to tell a story. Get a camera and think about what is important for you and what you like or what you don't like, which is close to your heart, and try to bring it in the camera and bring it out without hesitating, especially not hesitating, just do it.
Fais-le même si tu n'as pas tous les éléments. Tu prends une caméra et tu filmes ce que tu as envie de filmer, tu n'hésites pas.
Avez-vous des choses à ajouter?
Do you have something to add?
I really wish that young people trust their inner voice and their talents and what they want to do and how they can express themselves, even if it looks sometimes a little far away. It's always a decision to do something against the tradition and for yourself, and I would say choose what is right for yourself and not what is expected from society and the secure way.
Le conseil que je donnerais, c'est de faire vraiment ce qui nous attire et ce qui nous émeut, de ne pas forcément choisir une voie très traditionnelle, mais il souhaite que la génération future puisse se laisser porter par ses désirs, ses envies et ce qui la transporte, et que c'est ça le plus important.